April 4, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. This actually happened. Opening prayer. Lord God, this Easter Saturday, as I pause between the death and rising of your Son, help me as I reflect on all that yesterday meant and all that tomorrow will proclaim. Read Mark chapter 15, verses 42 through 47. The burial of Jesus. It was preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath. So as evening approached, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council, who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Pilate was surprised to hear that he was already dead. Summoning the centurion, he asked him if Jesus had already died. When he learned from the centurion that it was so, he gave the body to Joseph. So Joseph bought some linen cloth, took down the body, wrapped it in the linen, and placed it in a tomb cut out of rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid. Reflect. If Christianity is false, it cannot be saved by theology. If it is true, it cannot be destroyed by science. E.Y. Mullen, educator. One of the things that strikes me most about this passage is the number of precise details. We have a day, a time, and names. We have some precise information about the sequence of events leading to the body of Jesus being released for burial, including an intriguing mention that Pilate was surprised he had died so fast. We have the fact that the body was in a tomb blocked up with a stone, and that two named women knew its location. Why all this detail? Many world religions have developed around mystical experiences of their founders, ancient myths, cultural practices, ideas, and philosophies. Christianity stands or falls on the historical reality of one man's death and his subsequent bodily resurrection. Mark is recording every single crumb of solid information he can gather because it is absolutely vital to record these events as they happened. We need the Holy Spirit to reveal truth to us, but we don't need to have our rational minds removed to make space for faith. I am deeply grateful for the credibility and strength of the historical record and the confidence it gives me that I have made the right decision to give my life to Christ. Apply. To many, Christ crucified is foolishness, but it is, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, the power of God and wisdom of God. Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, you died and you were buried. Help me grow in my grasp of the truth and meaning of those stark facts.